to another episode of Gear Codes. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Xamarin Forms Messaging Center. The Messaging Center isn't actually talked about a lot, and it can be very handy, but use with caution. It's basically a messaging queue, so you can send messages from within your application to any other location in your code without them having to know each other. So you can send a message from your, app object to any random page that you have in your code, and it can just transport some data to it and execute some code from there. Which is really great in terms of decoupling code, because they don't have to know each other, so you don't have any dependencies on them. But you have to be careful, because there isn't any apparent link between them. So if you're going to start changing around your code, you have to make sure that you know the message is being caught somewhere and is handled appropriately. So it's not the best in terms of readability. Another thing that can help you achieve is scalability. It's very scalable. You can just add more subscribers to your message and do whatever you want in different places on it with just one single message. So in terms of scalability, it's also very good. There are actually some use cases where this can be very helpful. But again, if there is some other option, you'd probably be better off with that. So here you will see a very simple schematic of how the messaging center works. It's not really very exciting. You just have a subscriber on the left hand, which subscribes to the messaging center, which is something that is built in Xamarin Forms. And at that moment, you can send the message with that contract, which is just defined by a string. Whenever that message is being sent from anywhere to the messaging center will know, hey, for this message, I will have these subscribers. So all these subscribers will now receive this message with whatever parameter you can give them. You can supply parameters with them, which can be simple types or even complex types. So you can transport some data between them as well. And that way you can run some code which is very decoupled. So let's have a look at how that works. Here I have just a simple Xamarin Forms project, which is just a file new project, nothing more. And I've created a simple content page for it with a stack layout, which has another stack layout and three buttons, which has a fire, subscribe, and clear, and a list view, which is going to show some events. I'm just going to demonstrate this with the code behind. There's nothing going on right here, right now. But I will just start implementing these buttons here. So let's start with the fire button, which will actually fire a message, so it will send a message. Let's make this handle fire clicked so we can distinguish them a bit better. Here we're going to send a message, and it's going to be pretty easy, because you can just say, okay, in the messaging center, I will send a message, and you can have to specify a sender. In this case, it's going to be the page, but it doesn't have to be the page. It can be any object instance that you have, so it might be some model that you have as well. But in this case, I'll just use the page, and I'll name the contract, which is tick. If you're going to use this a lot, you probably want to define these strings somewhere in a constants file or something, so you don't have a magic string somewhere accidentally. And you can also send along an argument, Right now it will just be a datetime dot now, but it can be any type of object. And as I said, complex, simple, you can give your own models here. It doesn't really matter. But this is it, basically. You just send a message with this, send a message, and there isn't anything more to it. This is it. So this is for sending the message. Now to subscribe to the message you send, so we're also going to receive the message on the same page, which isn't very useful, but it's enough to get the hang of it. So also implement the clip here, and let's call this subscribe clicked with the C. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Yes, make it go. And here we're going to subscribe to the messaging center. So we're just going to the messaging center here. And I didn't just tell you a minute ago, but here you can see it has basically three methods. It has the send, subscribe, and unsubscribe. So obviously we're going to use the subscribe here and subscribe to the contract that we've just specified. We're going to send a message to. And now we're going to specify the subscriber as a first parameter, which is also going to be this page, but again, this can be any object that you want. And here we have to specify the message again. Note that this has to be the same one as we defined here before. So again, you probably want to do something like this, but then in another file, private string tick contract is tick, and then do it like this. This way you will prevent some magic strings floating around. Okay, so what more? When we then have the callback, so this is the actual action that is going to be executed whenever a message is received. And you can just do it in line or create a separate method, which we're going to specify here. I'll just do it in line for now. And the object that we are going to receive here is going to be a date time, as we specified here. And to make it type safe, we have to specify it here in angle brackets, and then you first have to specify the sender. So the object that is sending the message, you do have to know that one. And in this page, in this case, that's going to be our page, because we specified the sender as this here. And as a second parameter here, we have to specify the type of the argument that is coming in, which is going to be a date time. And now it will know. Sorry, we have to give it the two, the sender and the arguments. So now we can see here that the S is corresponding to this, the page, and the arguments will be a date time that's coming in. So what we can do now is add this to a collection that I'm going to create here, which will be a public observer collection. Well, let's make this a string actually. And I name this events set. And let's initialize it while we're at it. Let's import the right types here. There we go. So whenever we receive a message with a date time, we're going to say I want to events.add, and I want to add a string, and let's say receive the message to string. Not to string isn't really necessary in this case, but okay. So what's going to happen now is whenever a message will be received that has this contract, it comes from this page, and it has a date time, and the message is named tick. It will fire off this code and add an entry to my events collection here. So what we have to do then is set the binding context to this as well, so the events get bound to our list view we specified earlier. Actually, let's go there now to the list view here and the binding events. So let's preview this on iOS. It gives an exception, but it still shows the right thing. So here you see the three buttons, fire, subscribe, clear, and we're going to expect that the events will show up here. So lastly, let's also implement the clear button. And this just clears the events we just did. I could also do this by some kind of message, but let's take the shortcut here. Okay, so when I run this, the iOS simulator has to load for a second here. Oops, there it is, it's a bit big. Let's see if we can get this a bit smaller. So here's our app coming up. We see the fire, subscribe, and clear because the emulator, the simulator is scaled. We don't see the lines of the list view, but they're there as you can see when I scroll. So if I fire now, nothing happens because no subscribers for our message yet. But when I click subscribe, I'm now subscribed to the message. So when I fire one now, you see that I receive a message at, well, date and time, which it is right now. And if I fire again, another will come up, and another. And if we just pretend for a moment that we have multiple subscribers, so I can just say subscribe again, there's no infrastructure in place to detect that you're subscribed already from this place, so it will allow just subscribe two times. And when I press fire now, you will see that two at the same time will come up. And if I would do it again, then you get three, and so on. So you can imagine that when you have three subscribers in different places in your app and you just fire off a message, you can do three different things at three different locations in your code, which is pretty cool. Not always what you want, but it's pretty cool and pretty powerful. And with this, you can just clear the list again and subscribe again, so you're good. And that is basically what you can do with the messaging center. So that's all I have on this subject for you today. Please subscribe to my channel and let me know what you think. And until next time.